Hi, Gary.
Hello, Dr. Wright. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you now. I don't know what happened there, but it's back working.
Well, about a year ago, I started getting, I thought, carpal tunnel. It started getting a lot of pains in my wrist and everything, and I took your advice, started taking 100 milligrams twice a day, B6, and after a few months, that's pretty much gone. Now,
yay.
In the last six months, however, a different symptom in my hands, tingling, and it started getting worse and worse and numbing. Now, at night, it actually kind of hurts, and my fingers feel like, you know, the 2 inches wide sometimes. And so the last night, I decided to start packing my elbows in and put some ice on them and keeping my arms straight. And actually, the pain went away, and I went to sleep. I don't know what's going on. It must be coming from the elbow. What do you suggest they approach this with?
Well, sir, when you took that vitamin B6, was it called vitamin B6 or was it called pyridoxal 5-phosphate?
Pyridoxine, I have your note on here, but I don't think it is the phosphate. I think it's the pyridoxine HCI.
Okay, there's the trouble right there, sir. It was discovered about 20, 30 years ago that pyridoxine, plain, in large quantities could cause neuropathy, which is what you got. Now, how does it do that? Because most people's bodies are able to take that pyridoxine and do what's called phosphorylating it, which just means attaching a phosphorus to it. And now it works! But some people's bodies are not good at phosphorylating the pyridoxine. And so over time, more and more of it accumulates in the receptors and can't work properly. And it causes peripheral neuropathy. Now, very fortunately, it's possible to clear that by getting the pyridoxal phosphate, P5P, it says on the label, P5P, and it says 50 milligrams. And nobody ever got peripheral neuropathy from P5P because that's the active form, and what gives the neuropathy is inactivating the receptors with the pyridoxine that can't be activated just sitting in them. So, sir, you did the right thing. However, you now need to take another angle on it and get that active P5P in there. And do I know that that will clear it? Well, I've worked with several people, and this was over 20 years ago, who had what was called pyridoxine-induced neuropathy. But what it was unphosphorylated pyridoxine-induced neuropathy. And that's because of very few of us, for whatever reason, our bodies can't activate or phosphorylate the pyridoxine as well as everybody else in the world. But that's the difference in genetics, sir.
Okay, well, I had the big bottle, so I was going to use it up. I had a note on the bottle to get what you told me, but I'll just discontinue this, go get it. You mentioned 50 milligrams. Is that
twice
just
a day.
The active part of it, or how much would I take a day?
No, it's all of it. All of it is 50 milligrams. P5P, 50 milligrams per capsule, and I'd be using at least two of those a day, sir, and don't worry about getting neuropathy from that because it doesn't happen. But you are right. I take the bottle you got and chuck it because
right.
The companies that make this stuff, they should know by now that that's not the active form, and they're actually doing a disservice by having it on the market. That disservice only happens to less than one person in 100, but still, that's not right.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll start taking it. I'll call you in 3 to 4 months, let you know if it went away.
Okay, well, I expect to hear from you then, sir, because it's worked for those others. Okay.
Great, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Yeah, isn't it marvelous? Each one of us is genetically different from everybody else, and not all of us are phosphorylators of vitamin B6, just over 99% of us. But even so, that's the way it goes.